SKT announces FY 2022 results. Post revenue of 17.305 trillion South Korean won, operating income of 1.612 trillion South Korean won, and net income of 947.8 billion South Korean won. Creates a strong growth path by achieving strong performance in all five business groups. Plans to make aggressive efforts to make a leap as an AI company and generate tangible results. SK Telecom, NYSE, SKM, hereinafter referred to as SKT, today announced its earnings for the year 2022 on AKIFRS consolidated basis, revenue of 17.305 trillion South Korean won and operating income of 1.612 trillion South Korean won. Compared to last year, SKT's consolidated revenue and operating income increased by 3.3% and 16.2%, respectively, thanks to even growth in all business areas including fixed and mobile telecommunications, media, and enterprise. Net income dropped by 60.8% to 947.8 billion South Korean won due to factors including the exclusion of equity method gains from SK Hynix. On a non-consolidated basis, SKT's revenue rose by 2.6% year-on-year, to 12.415 trillion South Korean won and its operating income expanded by 18.6% to 1.321 trillion South Korean won. Non-consolidated net income stood at 869.5 billion South Korean won. SK Broadband's revenue increased by 2.6% to 4.156 trillion South Korean won and its operating income expanded by 10.9% to 305.7 billion South Korean won, thanks to the growth of pay TV subscribers and enterprise business. The fixed and mobile telecommunications business is sustaining growth centered around SKT's MNO market leadership. As of 2022, the number of SKT's 5G subscribers stood at 13.39 million. Taking up over 50% of its total mobile subscriber base. SK Broadband also continued its growth by attracting a total of 9.32 million pay TV subscribers as of the end of 2022. The media business posted revenue of 1.537 trillion South Korean won, up 20.8% YoY. Based on strong fixed and mobile telecommunications market leadership, it achieved growth in areas including content, advertising and commerce. The company will continue to strengthen its advertising and commerce business by utilizing AI technologies. The enterprise business, centered around data center and cloud, recorded revenue of 1.509 trillion South Korean won, representing a 12.5% YoY growth, thanks to increased utilization of data centers located in Gasan and Seoksa and growth of cloud traffic. With structural growth expected in data center and cloud businesses, SKT plans to improve profitability through enhanced operational efficiency. The company also will actively promote businesses using diverse AI technologies and solutions including robots and vision AI. Within the Averse business, T-Universe achieved a total GMV of approximately 570 billion South Korean won, exceeding the target set at the beginning of 2022. As of December 2022, the number of T-Universe subscribers increased by 60% compared to the first quarter. Since its global launch in December 2022, SKT's Metaverse service IFLIN has been generating encouraging results, attracting more than 10% of monthly active users, MAU, in the overseas markets. IFLIN will strengthen its economic system by introducing an app payment this year. For the fourth quarter of 2022, SKT decided to pay out a dividend of 830 South Korean won per share. Including the previously paid quarterly dividends of 2,490 South Korean won, the company's total dividend for 2022 will be 3,320 South Korean won, a 66% increase from 2020 before the horizontal spin-off. This will be finalized after gaining approval at the General Shareholders Meeting to be held in March 2022. Based on strong performance of its five key business groups, SKT is set to transform into an AI company and continue to generate tangible results. In the B2C market, the company has already proven its advanced technology by applying the world's first Korean version of GPT-3 to a. In February, it will further upgrade a. By adopting long-term memory technology that remembers old information and uses it for conversation, and multimodal technology that can understand complex information such as text, photos and voice. Along with self-development of technologies, SKT will also promote partnerships with diverse companies in areas including language models, for example ChatGPT, and base technologies, and officially launch A in Korea within this year. Moreover, SKT has chosen WOM as a key future service and is making efforts to secure leadership in this area. The company has formed the K-WOM Dream Team Consortium to participate in WOM projects in Korea and is moving fast to commercialize Korea's first WOM service by 2025. The company also entered into an exclusive partnership with Joby Aviation, a global leading company developing electric vertical takeoff and landing (VTOL) aircrafts, and is focusing on securing advanced communications network and service platform operation capabilities. At CES 2023, SKT's key executives met with Joby executives to discuss close cooperation between the two companies. With our key five business groups generating tangible results, we were able to set ourselves on a growth path in 2021, said Kim Jin-won, Chief Financial Officer of SKT. This year, based on our strong performance, we will make a leap as an AI company and achieve greater shareholder value. The conference call in regard to SK Telecom's earnings results for the year 2022 can be heard via SK Telecom's webpage on Wednesday, February 8, from 1500 hours Seoul time. Link.